بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, as the Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayh had mentioned something to this effect, that even if a person was not going to get punished for the sins he commits in this dunya, then too it is necessary to abstain from sins, because this will earn Allah's displeasure. So even though a person is not going to get, if, for argument's sake, if Allah is not going to punish any person for committing sins, then too it is necessary to refrain from sins, because committing sins will make Allah Ta'ala naraz with us. Simple example. When we were children, there were times when we misbehaved. So the parents, out of their mercy, compassion for us, they may not have spanked us, they may not have given us a hiding, but there were occasions when they were displeased. They became upset with us. And we could see that they were displeased with us. So any good child will refrain from displeasing his parents, even though his parents won't hit him. Even though he's not going to get any punishment from the parents, he will not do anything that will make his parents displeased with him or her. Now these parents or elders, our benefactors in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a real benefactor, and the one who shows us so much of compassion and blessings, not only in this world, but mainly, of course, in the akhirat. So how much more important it is that we should refrain from all type of gunas, be the minor sins or major sins. Why? Because we do not want to make Allah ta'ala naraz with us. It is Allah's right if He wants to punish for sins, or if he wants to forgive. But we as the slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect us from punishment, regardless whether we will be punished or forgiven, we should abstain from every type of guna. What does a sin do? We have mentioned many times previously that when a person commits a sin, then a black dot appears on his heart. Now you and I cannot see this black dot, but this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a black dot appears on his heart, his spiritual heart. And if he does not remove that black dot by making sincere tawbah, istighfar, then the black dot grows in size and the person commits more and more sin. And when he commits more and more sin, his whole heart becomes black. That is what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, that this is the ran. Ran, actually, rain. Allah has mentioned, كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. This rust, this black spots that have corroded his heart, they have engulfed his entire heart, they have made this, his whole heart full of black stains. Now, Mashayikh have mentioned, when Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased with any person, and despite this, several warnings, and despite the fact that Allah has bestowed so many favors upon us, and so many things happens in our life, for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still when we are obstinate, and we are stubborn, and we still persist in sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His displeasure for us, Allah makes us continue a life, a sinful life. And our whole life will just pass by with just guna, guna, guna upon guna, sins upon sins, sin upon sins. And then a person is deprived now of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because his life now becomes a life of ghaflat, total negligence of Allah. He's unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore it is so important to make sincere tawbah istighfar. Tawbah istighfar and dhikrullah. Tawbah istighfar will cleanse and purify this heart of that stains. It will remove those stains. Dhikrullah itself also has that power and that effect of removing the stains. Plus it has the added benefit of what? Of polishing that heart. Making that heart shine. So we detox our hearts, our spiritual hearts. We remove that pride, the anger, the jealousy we have, the malice we have in our hearts, love of dunya, all the filthy traits and characteristics that we have, the evil qualities that we have, akhlaq-e radhila. So by making tawbah, istighfar, and of course dhikrullah, all these things come out of our heart, and then we bring in our heart a polish, a noor, we shine our heart with dhikrullah. So dhikrullah is that immune booster, as you see. Especially in these times, we find people advertising and selling immune boosters. The vitamins, supplements, you need to strengthen your body. You need to strengthen your muscles. Person is ill, he's not well. He says that my body is feeling weak. So what does he do? Then he takes things and supplements and immune boosters to give him that taqat and that strength. Exactly like that. This ruh that we have, when it becomes sick, when it has spiritual maladies, so it becomes weak, then a person makes tawbah istighfar, and now he's ridding himself from all those bad qualities. Now to boost his spiritual heart, he'll take that immune booster of dhikrullah. And the dhikrullah will now strengthen his ruh. It will strengthen his spiritual heart. When that happens, ghaflat will come out of his life. Negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unmindfulness will come out of his life, and now he become more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's becoming more a zakir than being a ghafil. Previously, ghaflat, adhan, namaz takes place, nothing happens to him, doesn't affect him. He's busy having his party, entertainment, he's watching the television. Occasionally, if he gets some tawfiq, he might read some salat. But otherwise, his whole life is centered around just the things of this world, the vanities of this world. But the moment he changes his direction, and now dhikrullah he's making, and dhikrullah kathiran, in abundance, now that ghaflat will disappear, and now he's more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something is going to pull him towards the masjid. Something is pulling him towards salat. Something is pulling her towards salat and ibadah. Something is pulling him to dhikrullah and tilawat of the Quran. Now he wants to listen to some bayan. Previously he didn't have, or she didn't have, that type of an attractiveness, some drawing towards and pull towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that something? This, when a person now makes tawbah, istighfar, and begins to make dhikrullah, and ghaflat is now disappearing from his life, now he's becoming more a dhakir. He's reminding himself, or he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah also remembers him. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. How does Allah remember you? Allah gives you the tawfiq of making more of his ita'at. Allah gives you the chance, not only reading your salat, but Allah will bring you early to the masjid, and you'll even have the tawfiq of reading nafil salat, tahiyyatul masjid, obviously when the time is okay, appropriate for it. Then he'll come and he'll start reading Quran. He will engage in dua. He has come to please his Allah. He does not want to waste his time. Every minute before salat is absolutely precious and valuable to him. If he missed those 5 minutes because he was busy doing something, he realized that now my mamulat has been affected, and normally I'll finish one para by that time. And now today only three quarter. So quarter para still balanced, and he'll make sure he reads it before he goes to sleep. Why? Because more of the dhikr has come into his heart. Now he's mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this builds more and more and more and more in his life, yes, there will be times he'll make sin, he'll commit sin, he'll make a slip. But Allah will give him the chance of tawbah immediately. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who commit evil, and when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah gives them tawfiq of making istighfar, tawbah. The hisab kitab becomes clean and clear. Because when they want to meet Allah, they want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a pure condition. That the slate and the register must be clean and white and pure. So Allah gives the banda the tawfiq. Because Allah favors him. Why does Allah favor him? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. And this is what we have to do. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Don't become ghafil of Allah. We make a slip, we all human beings. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody commits sins. But tawfiq of tawbah, istighfar. Immediately tawbah, istighfar, make amends. And turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will enjoy. May Allah give it to me, give it to all of us. We have read in the kitab, then what the mashayikh enjoy. Some type of lazzat, some type of enjoyment, some type of sweetness. Their ruku, their sajda, their dua, when they spoke to Allah ta'ala in the middle of the night or any part of the day, when they made zikrullah, the enjoyment they got was a different type of enjoyment. May Allah give it to us also. All we need to do, especially in these difficult, challenging times, remove ourselves from the ghaflat and darkness where the black spots have appeared in our heart. Make tawbah, genuine tawbah, sincere tawbah, make istighfar, make zikrullah in abundance, and inshallah we will find ourselves becoming more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give us the chance of making more his ita'at and obedience, and Allah will remove us from the life of ghaflat into a life of zikrullah. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We say la ilaha. La is nafi. Nafi means we are negating. So la ilaha. Ilah, anything that is being worshipped. So we say la to all those things, all those ilahs, those false gods, illallah, but Allah. This is tawheed, kalima tayyiba, kalimatu taqwa, kalimatu tawheed. There is nobody, there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. So when we sing La ilaha illallah, mashayikh have taught us that you bring tawheed in our life, the oneness of Allah. Oneness of Allah. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. Allah is ahad. Allah is alone. Allah is one. Allah has got no partners. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no wife. Allah has got no children. Allah is samad, is beniyaz, self-sufficient. Allah is independent. He does not require anything, any person or any being. Allah has got complete control over every single thing. So la to all those things in our heart that has corroded our heart. All the spiritual maladies. We are taking it out of our heart. Illallah. And we bring into our heart the nur of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say Allah, Allah, then again we remind ourselves that just as we have a tongue, and the tongue is making Allah, 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 like that, the tongue of the heart has a tongue, a spiritual tongue, that is also saying Allah, Allah. So just ponder and imagine that, that as with all we can rather understand like this, that as we say Allah, Allah with our tongue, then with every heart beat, that heartbeat is also saying Allah, Allah, Allah. And ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are alone at home in solitude, we are learning how to make dhikrullah. So when we are alone, whether in the car, whether we are traveling, whether we are at home, make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala with dhyan, with some type of concentration to the best of our ability. And don't wait to get some enjoyment of dhikr. Sometimes that enjoyment may not come, especially in the initial stages. So don't wait for, let me get some kayfiyat or some feeling. No, sometimes nothing may happen. Just make dhikr for the sake of Allah, ponder over what I've explained, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will write us amongst all those who are dhakirin and dhakirat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Nadiri, Allah, Shahidi, Allah, Ma'i, Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, mali gunahuku ma'a farma, mali khatahuku ma'a farma. Ya Allah, ambuatkum zuhri, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ummati muslima par raham farma. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the entire ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummat bohat parishan haal hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Despite the countless of favors and ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Despite us enjoying all those bounties, my Allah. My Allah, we are still displeasing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are disobeying you, my Allah. We have become ungrateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for this, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, ya Allah. For all the billions and billions and countless of favors that you have given us, my Allah. Especially this ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not take away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Do not snatch away this ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq of reading wa salat, ya Allah. The menfolk, ya Allah, in the masjid with jamaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your masajid abad again, my Allah. Forgive us for all our shortcomings, our weaknesses, my Allah, our blunders, my Allah, our foolishness, my Allah, ya Allah, our wrongs, my Allah, our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making i'tiraf, we confess, my Allah, our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not have any other person we can talk to, my Allah. There is no other king who will listen to us, my Allah. You are the king of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Every other door will be closed upon us, my Allah. Allah, your doors are always open, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, my Allah, and we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring us back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of making tawbat al-Nasuha. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha.
وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اے مالک کریم یا اللہ, یو رحیم رؤوف رحمان رحیم یا اللہ, یو آر دا پوزیسر آف یور عرش مائی اللہ اینڈ یور کرسی مائی اللہ, یو آر دا کریئٹر آف دا اسکائز اینڈ دا ارتھ یا اللہ, وٹ ایور از یا اللہ بٹوین دا اسکائز اینڈ دا ارتھ از یورز مائی اللہ, وٹ از ابو دا اسکائز از یورز مائی اللہ, وٹ از بینیت دا ارتھ از یورز مائی اللہ, اللہ جنت اینڈ جہنم آلسو از یور کریئیشن مائی اللہ, یا اللہ دا انٹائر یونیورس مائی اللہ, دا ڈفرنٹ ورلڈز مائی اللہ, ایوری تھنگ بلانگس ٹو یو مائی اللہ, Allah, no particle can even move, may Allah, without your permission, may Allah. Ya Allah, without your command, may Allah. Ya Allah, you created the insan, jinnat, the angels, may Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the oceans, the trees, the plants, the insects, the animals, may Allah. Ya Allah, every single makhluk, ya Allah, belongs to you. Ya man biyadihi malakut kulli shay, wa huwa yujiru wa la yujaru alayh. Ya Allah, you are alimul ghibi wa shahada, may Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives Izzat and Zillat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives life and death, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives cure, Ya Allah. You are the one who gives sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are going through difficult times, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove this pandemic, my Allah. Remove this virus, my Allah. And whatever evils it has brought with it, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Give us safety and protection from all type of calamities, my Allah. Allahumma afina fi ajsadina. Allahumma afina fi abdanina. Ya Allah, give us afiyat in our bodies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat in our sight, in our hearing, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat in our every limb that we have, my Allah. Allah, give us afiyat in dunya and akhirat, may Allah. Give us afiyat in our deen, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, make us zakireen and shakireen, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us your lovers, may Allah. Make us your ushaq, may Allah. Fill our heart with your muhabbat, your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, remove us from the life of ghaflat, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease, may Allah. Without any difficulty. Make it be halal and wholesome, may Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Ya Allah, guide our youth, may Allah. Protect them, may Allah. Ya Allah, if they have done wrong, if they have taken drugs, Ya Allah, remove them from that habit, may Allah. Ya Allah, if they have done anything, Ya Allah, which has earned your displeasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the means of their hidayat. Ya Allah, you guide us first, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, conceal our sins, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Hey, Malik e Kareem, make us become true leaders, my Allah. Who will guide the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let it not be on the day of Qiyam. Ya Allah, you will summon us, my Allah. And you will say, I gave you knowledge. And what did you do with the knowledge? Let it not be that we will say, oh my Allah, I did this and I did that. Ya Allah, you will say that you lying. You did everything so that people may praise you. And you were praised. And now, Ya Allah, the person will be sent into Jahannam. Hey Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Give us ilm enough. Give us beneficial knowledge. Give us amal salih. Give us ikhlas. Give us ikhlas, may Allah. Give us sincerity. Ya Allah, protect us from pride, anger, jealousy, malice, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut and iman, may Allah. Maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, may Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hodi Kuthur water from Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us end the jannat without any reckoning. Protect all of us, my Allah. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. From the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many, my Allah. In hospitals, at home, my Allah. Young children, my Allah. Elderly people, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have requested du'as, my Allah. Allah, their families requested du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each one of them kamil shifa. Ya Allah, give them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. There's so many young children who've got no parents anymore, my Allah. Allah, you take care of them, my Allah. Whichever part of the world, my Allah. The ummah is suffering, ya Allah, remove the suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. It is only you who listens to us. You are Sami' and Basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs. Remove all our difficulties, whether it's a financial difficulty, whether it's some social problem, a domestic problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether the person is suffering from some tension or anxiety, my Allah. Whether he's suffering from depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer also the ja'iz murad in du'as, my Allah. La hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a qabool farma. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.